class, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
To the show, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show.
We like it when we're spinning. my love for the ones that feel it the most. Look at her with her eyes like a flame. She will love you like a flame.
CITR presents the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold, Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Renowned for their diligent mixing and precise timing, the Ruby Suns blend Afrobeats and 80s synth pop to create a sunny indie mash with a distinct Kiwi flavor. Doors at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. Tickets available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu, or online at www.ticketweb.ca. That's the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold, Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love. Well,
welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Today we have a couple of guests here on the show. We have Jordan Gray from Van Music. Hey, Jordan.
How's it going, Oswaldo?
And we have also Michael Nathanson from Waltz Darling, a drummer from Waltz Darling, and two other bands, you told me, no?
Yeah, playing two other bands in the city.
Which other bands?
Windows 78 and a band called Stride Elementary.
Okay. Windows 78, they're really cool. I like them.
Thank you. Yeah, I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool. So that's
unbiased, of course.
Yeah. No, actually, it's really good. So the show today, we started with Tortoise and X playing this song called The Lawn of the Limp. The city's called In the Fish Tank. And after that, we'll listen to the new Massive Attack CD. The song was Paradise Circus. I think they're coming to town, no? Massive Attack, do you know?
I have no idea.
Hopefully. They're a great band.
Yeah, we'll check that out. But the guys that are coming to town are the Ruby Sons. And we were listening there to a song called There Are the Birds. The Ruby Sons is a band from New Zealand, and they're on Sub Pop Records, and they're going to be playing on Friday at the Biltmore Cabaret.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool show.
Absolutely.
That one. Yeah, check out the Ruby Sons. So we were listening there to a song that they play live in Szeged in a bar called Jazz Kosma in Hungary. So it's special treat, rarity from the Ruby Sons there.
They get around.
Yeah. And another concert that is happening today is the Retribution Gospel Choir. They're playing at the Media Club. That's what we're listening there in the back. These guys are a couple of members of Low. Let's see. So we're going to give away tickets to go check out this show today at the Media Club. So give us a call here, 604-822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And you can go check out tonight, Retribution Gospel Choir. And we're going to put another song from them, so you check them out. The telephone number is 822-2487.
We'll be right back. the bed to win the Stanley Cup. You take the Arctic power, get rough by the cup. Soon or after death, will make you a very fine man. Soon or after death, it help you win. You get no beer after you lose that game. Tiki no, he knows he feel okay. He think the things are better than the tiki man play. It's no good to take crack, but you take the Sudafed, you know it make you real dread. Sudafed, it make you a very fine man. Sudafed, help you win. The hockey game, best game with a name. Best game is the hockey game. Hockey game, the best game the name. Best game is old hockey game.
Of the flight of the necromancer. night she was a dancer. Bet she was a dancer. She was a dancer.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So that was Waltz Darling. The song was Slackjaw. So before them... Oh, so we had somebody on the call on the line. Just give me a second. CITR? CITR? No.
Wrong number?
Yeah, I don't know. They got afraid. So, yeah, Waltz Darling, they were going to play tomorrow at the...
The railway.
At the railway club, you know? So what happened?
It's actually sad. Last night during rehearsal, got a phone call from Down East. Our bass player took a phone call from Down East, and of course, it's never good when you get a phone call at 11 o'clock Vancouver time, which makes it 2 in the morning in Down East. And there was a death in our bass player's family, so our condolences go out to Richie. But he has to fly to Winnipeg first thing tomorrow morning. So for a lot of our friends and local fans and family that were going to come out and see us. But all is not lost. We are playing the railway on the 24th, which is a Saturday evening. So we're going on at midnight, which is a great slot at the railway. And we're playing with Film Industry and Cinderpop, two great local bands. And I don't know if you guys have seen Film Industry, but really, really great band. Really, really like them. And we've done a few shows with them. And so, yeah, the 24th we are playing. So, unfortunately, Waltz Darling can't play tomorrow because Rich will be at a funeral in Winnipeg. And our thoughts will be with him.
Yeah, we're very sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. It's never good. Never nice to receive news like that. So,
yeah, it's part of life, you know. But don't want to sound callous in case Rich is listening. He knows that I love him. But, you know, it happens.
Yeah. So,
but on an up note,
So the new CD. What's the name of the new CD?
The album's called "Songs from Different Times and Places," mm-hmm. which we sort of bandied about what we were gonna name the new record. And I'm Waltz Darling. I'm not sure if you know the history of the band, but much like Spinal Tap, I'm the only drummer that hasn't exploded.
Uh-huh.
And they've had a lot of great drummers over the years and whatnot. But the core of the band, which is Attila Breti, good Hungarian, his Serbian cousin Robert Medic, and Rich Katinski, and myself, all good Eastern Europeans. The three of them are the core of the band, and they recorded an album called Thanks for Nothing back in, I think, 2001 or 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put together a number of demos over the years, and we split up for a period of about 3 or 4 years between 2003 and 2007. And so a lot of the demos we recorded prior to us splitting up in 03, some of the songs from Thanks for Nothing, which, as you can imagine, there's like cases of them in Attila's garage, and a whole bunch of demos that or songs that we've recorded recently, they're all coming together on this record.
Oh, yeah?
So they literally are songs from different times and places.
Okay.
And there is some continuity to it, so it's not, you know, all the songs, it's not really a disparate mix.
Mm-hmm.
Time-wise, absolutely, but sonically, there's definitely a common thread that runs through, and so we're quite looking forward to it. It's a long time coming, but you know, good things come to bands that wait, and we're looking forward to our CD and the CD release, which we found out today is June 12th at the Railway. So those damn stairs, I love the Railway. You know, it's you know, one of my favorite places in the world to play live. But yeah, lugging our gear up those stairs. So June 12th is the CD release.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. I've been talking to Attila a lot about it. Excited to hear it, and so
absolutely. Now, you met Attila, I think, across the street from his house last summer? Is that
correct?
Yeah,
last summer we were doing a fundraiser for Chelsea Johnson, who's actually going to be playing tomorrow night with her new band Sunday's Best. But she was going on tour throughout Canada, playing in different places, different coffee shops throughout Canada. So we decided to do a show, a fundraiser. At first it was kind of a yard sale, and then we had a couple bands come in and play. And I guess Attila was having company over for dinner that night, and they heard the bands playing, and they came out, and we started talking. He gave us their CD, and we've been friends ever since, I guess, kind of helping each other out. So
that's great. Well,
cool. And are you East European too? Or?
What's that?
Are you East European too?
My parents were born on the prairies, but all of my grandparents were born in Russia.
So. Oh, okay.
And Rich Katinsky, the bass player, who, as I mentioned earlier, is on his way to Winnipeg, which of course is a hotbed of Eastern European culture. Rich's background is Polish and German as well. And so, you know, as it says on our MySpace page, you know, the music runs through our blood, although it's not strictly Balkan style or Slavic style music, say in the vein of Chantal or Gogol Bordello, Balkan beatbox, or Ismay Rajdipolba, but you can definitely tell, especially with Attila's phrasings and Robert's guitar playing, there is definitely an Eastern European flavor.
Yeah,
it's what attracted me to the band when Attila gave me a CD many years ago to come out and audition for the band. So there's definitely an Eastern European thread, and if nothing else, the tempers that flare inside the band in our, you know, interband discussions, shall we say, definitely there's an Eastern European flare, and that's F-L-A-R-E. So,
Are you in touch with any Eastern European bands, like rock
yeah,
or
through,
the movement?
Facebook. I've just started a Twitter. I've been tweeting for ages and ages, for a couple of years, but just started Walt Starling one a little while ago, so been connecting that way through our MySpace page. And in fact, Robert used to play with a band in Belgrade called 40 Days, and we're still in touch with them. Ideally, we would love to tour in Eastern Europe. I really think Walt Starling's sort of mix of Hungarian flavored music mixed with sort of new wave and punk rock stylings would go over really, really well there.
Yeah.
I mean, people in Vancouver love it, which is wonderful. So if you extrapolate that, you know, pie in the sky. But certainly, I think we do really, really well in Eastern Europe. And if nothing else, we'd have some fabulous places to stay.
And you guys, you guys know the languages there?
Attila speaks fluent Hungarian.
Okay.
In fact, here's a plug. There's an event going on at the Hungarian Cultural Center on Kingsway, a place which I've never been, but understand that it's a hoot at the best of times. And there's Attila's wife, Carmen, will be dancing this weekend. Attila will probably get up and dance because he used to dance Hungarian
She's Hungarian too, her wife?
She's Hungarian Egyptian. So heaps of passion there, let me tell you. But So Attila and his wife are going to be going. My wife and I are going to go check it out, and I guess we'll be dragged up onto the dance floor to learn some Hungarian dance. But Attila and his wife speak Hungarian.
Uh-huh.
Robert speaks a bit of Hungarian and Serbian and Croatian.
Uh-huh.
Rich speaks a bit of Polish and a bit of German. I speak English and a little bit of German, and my ex-wife is Slovak, so I spent 10 years in a Slovak household, so definitely a lot of Eastern European culture in my life as well, so I know all the bad words in Slovak, but as far as Russian, again, just a few naughty words and please and thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, really cool. I'm going to be in Eastern Europe in the next couple of weeks.
We love to say that now on the...
Yeah, I'll be there in Hungary, actually.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What'll be taking you there? You
don't mind. My girlfriend.
Ah, yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Well, Budapest is, if you've never been...
I've been before, yeah, it's a beautiful city.
It's a beautiful city. A
vibrant scene, and yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'll be checking some cool geeks there.
Well, get us the name of some great nightclubs in Budapest. And
Yeah. I'll bring you some bands too, some contact for bands.
Absolutely.
And stuff. So, yeah, tomorrow the big party at the railway. There's going to be, the Get Down is going to be playing. We should put some Get Down, no?
Let's get down with the Get Down.
Get Down. Well, the CD is called Are You Down?
Yeah, this is their new CD that just came out too. I know they're going to be playing a bunch of songs from their new CD tomorrow. So they always can put on a great show. So we're really looking forward to them. You can pick up their new CD tomorrow as well at the Railway Club. Doors open at 8:30. So.
Which song is Don't Touch the Ladle?
Don't Touch the Ladle. That'll be number 11.
Number 11.
Yeah, I like this song.
Okay. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And you can also listen to us online at www.citr.ca. And we still have those tickets to go see the Retribution Gospel Choir.
Content doth boil, and under furious flames the temperature grows higher. Sinner screams are the crackle of roasting bones. So I warn you. The blackest heart and the hottest blood can handle its hellish heat. Be from the souls of those who chose to walk down the wrong road. The wrong choice will burn for eternity. So I warn you. Make a devil's feast. The smell of burning flesh and pain and death fill the air. The finest wine will be the blood of an innocent girl. So I warn you.
can do to remove these stains. A half a bottle of bleach and they still remain. I tried scrubbing them out but they're back again. It's a pain, it's a pain stain. It's a pain, it's a pain stain. I'll save my pants every time I hear your name. Save my sheets at night, well that's a shame. Lipstick on my collar's kinda hard to explain. It's a pain, it's a pain stain. It's a pain, it's a pain.
little more difficult to get to sleep, but if you get to sleep and you're floating around, as soon as you hit something, it wakes you up. Over.
So that's Windows 78. That's the other band of Michael Nathanson is here on the show. Pretty cool band.
Thanks. It's funny, I haven't heard EKV for a while. It's so funny because at rehearsal last week, we're like, let's play EKV. We haven't played that in a long, long time. So
yeah.
I appreciate you playing that. Thank you.
Yeah. What's the story with Windows 78? What are the plans? What's happening?
We took a bit of time off, but we've written a bunch of new songs and are hoping to get out and play more. We did a show at the Biltmore with Catlow during the Olympics, and that was a fun little gig. And so Windows is back playing. We probably be out playing a little more in the next 4 or 5 months, but instead of playing, you know, songs off the window seat, which we were doing for quite some time, as you can imagine, we've got, as I said, about 5 or 6 new pieces, and we're just tightening the screws on those ones and getting them gig ready.
Cool. But, a new CD coming, or...?
Yeah, actually, we are going to start recording it. The plan is to start recording demos in June and then tweaking them, so hopefully we'll hit the studio in early fall.
And okay.
By the end of the year, Windows 78 will finally have a new record out, and I don't suspect it'll be all about the rovers on Mars this time. We've got some other interesting concepts that we're working with.
Okay. Yeah, pretty cool. I like this band. So, Wells Darling new CD, it's not yet on the street. Like,
no, the new
all these songs, nobody have listened to them before.
Well, again, some of the songs people will have heard from the album, Thanks for Nothing, but all the new ones, such as Slackjaw, which you just played, nobody's heard, and it's being pressed as we speak.
Okay.
And artwork is being printed this probably early next week, so it'll be... We're looking forward to having it out probably mid-May, safely.
Mid-May.
And then, as I said, the CD release for Walt Starling's album will be June at the Railway. So.
Okay, perfect. So let's listen to some more Walt Starling, no? What's the song that we're going to listen to?
This song is My True Love.
My True Love. Okay, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. Give me a call here, 822-2487. And we'll be right back after this.
Was the summer of 34 when I met the fair lass, the daughter of a doctor, social standing of upper class, and it was her to serve that plush affair. I was a lowly servant boy, she offered me a petulant dare. And my resistance none too coy. For she is a mighty true love, and to me from the heaven above bestowed a mirror. Seal my fate, singing, oh my dear,
oh my dear,
oh my dear,
oh my dear,
oh my dear, let's not hesitate. So up we stuck behind the estate, confessing passion with a no mistake. This wealthy temptress shall lay claim to me. Be still my pounding heart, for now I shivered in ecstasy. Well, we were caught for some time, all in childlike secrecy, and I could not believe it, that she was mine. Oh yeah, well at least I thought, well at least I thought, well at least I thought that's how it appeared. For she is of my true love, and to me from the heaven above bestowed a mirror to seal my fate. Not her wealth, where a man's time all along. Oh yeah, and I felt my pride, I felt my pride, I felt my pride in good health. One autumn day I bent on my knee to ask for her hand in marriage. I fully understand the task at hand and the monumental disparage. But alas, her answer, a resounding no.
and shocked a slap in the face. Excuse myself, I have to go. Shout out the shame and disgrace. And it's off to the parlor to drown in sorrow. Well, I cry myself into a rage, and I realize there's no tomorrow. Smash the bottles with my hands. Blowing now the blood and tears. Drunk now, taken to a doctor. I saw that I've just enough to realize that it's my man's best father. Oh my fucking God, what have I done? But she was the my true love, sent to me from the heaven above, bestowed on me. And sail my faithful faith on my face, singing on my dear.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the ITR, the morning after show. We're here with Michael from Waltz Darling and Windows 78. Plays drums in those bands. And what's the other band that you're in? Or?
One called Stride Elementary.
One called Stride
Elementary. Stride Elementary. Anybody grew up in, I guess that would be what, South Burnaby, there actually is an elementary school called Stride Elementary. And the guitar player, Glenn Garness, who is somewhere here on the campus working. So if you're listening, Glenn, here, this shout out to you. He actually went to Stride Elementary.
Okay.
And I was riding my bike around Burnaby one day, and I actually passed and went, oh my God, it really exists.
So that's what the name
we
came
don't,
from.
Yeah, we don't play live very often, but you know, we have a lot of fun. In fact, we share the keyboard player and bass player from Stride Elementary, Greg Williams. He's also the keyboard player and guitar player in Windows 78. So
okay.
It's kind of an incestuous little rehearsal space that we have. But
okay, what's what kind of music is Stride Elementary?
What kind of music is Stride? Good question. Stride sort of, I call it, like Windows, there's a space, sort of a space pop emo element. But because our vocalist is... also has a side project that's very roots and folk focused.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of like cowboy space pop. It's quite progressive, actually. Some of the songs are like Rush length. They're, you know, 5.5 minutes long, 6 minutes long. But the vocals, as I said, the stylings are very, very roots focused. Whereas instrumentally, it's kind of spacey.
Okay.
So it's you know, keeps me on my toes playing with three very
diverse bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Is there any MySpace for Stride Elementary? No.
Stride Elementary, Waltz Darling, Windows 78. We all have MySpace pages.
Okay, maybe we'll put a song from Stride Elementary soon. What else? Barcelona's winning 3-1 for all the soccer fans there. Three Messi goals against Arsenal.
Oh my God, they're killing them.
Yeah.
Who was it, Michael? While we were playing that other CD, you were saying that who just came back from Barcelona the other day?
Oh, well, it's funny that you show Barcelona. Rich, the bass player of Waltz Darling, his lovely wife Sylvia was in Barcelona for the last couple of weeks and had a wonderful time there. So it was funny seeing Barcelona on the screen. But yeah, she loved it. Highly recommended. So if you've never been to Barcelona, you know, Waltz Darling's travel guru Sylvia Zansa says, go to Barcelona.
Yeah, it's
actually
very,
she prefers
very beautiful.
Greece because that's where she's from. And she had a wonderful time in Barcelona. I don't know where that sidebar came from, but anyway.
Yeah, Barcelona's very beautiful city. A lot of good architecture there. Yeah.
I've only been to Bilbao and Guernica.
Oh, Bilbao, it's funny city too.
Yeah, absolutely. People are great though.
Yes.
And the gallery is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. The Guggenheim.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, one of my hobbies is photography, and I almost got killed. I wanted to get the consummate photo of that Guggenheim in Bilbao, and I ran, there's a bridge right by it. I actually ran up in the middle of the road during rush hour to just get this, you know, get the right photo. My wife is freaking out, but it was worth it. And again, if you've never been to, Northern Spain or Barcelona, absolutely.
Yeah, you should. You should, yeah. Do el Camino de Santiago goes across Spain. On the north, so a lot of people walk that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, pretty interesting. So tomorrow, aunts and uncles are going to be playing at the party.
Yes.
The party's put up by Van Music, and we have Jordan here from Van Music. So before we put some aunts and uncles, can you tell us a little bit about what Van Music is doing?
What Van Music's doing? What, tomorrow or just in general?
Yeah, tomorrow in general.
Tomorrow, well, we do have our. Party going on tonight at the railway. Doors open at 8:30. Tomorrow. Doors open at 8:30. Show's gonna start a little bit around 9:30 now. We do have three fabulous bands and a fourth band, which you can check out on the 12th for their CD release.
June 12th for CD release, or the 24th of April at the Railway, but unfortunately we can't play tomorrow night.
And that's unfortunate, but that's okay, because we still have three amazing bands that are going to be there. You know, I was kind of worried with the four bands, with all of that talent up on the stage, what was going to happen, but now that I know we only have three great bands coming up, it'll be fun to see how the three bands kind of mix in. But we have Aunts and Uncles, which is a fabulous band, a new band by Chelsea Johnson. The band is called Sunday's Best. You might not have know who they are right now, but you might know Chelsea Johnson. She is the singer. She's been on Canadian Idol a few times now. She's gone to Toronto. You can check her out on vanmusic.ca. I put up a very funny video of her on Canadian Idol from YouTube, so make sure you check that out.
You put it on?
It's on her profile. I don't know. But she's famous. You know, like millions of people have seen this video now because of her. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but go on to vanmusic.ca and you got to see this video. It is so funny. And then, of course, we do have Waltz, The Get Down, going to be finishing up the show tomorrow. So, and that band, I don't know. I know with Mark, the singer for The Get Down, he's, every time he plays, he's always in a different character. He can be like a train man one day, a potato sack guy. So tomorrow, he won't tell me who he's going to be tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to see who
maybe
he's
maybe he'll be the guy that I leave bottles out for all the time. Maybe he is the guy that I leave.
I think he is. You know, he has that beard. So, yeah, Mark, you never know who he is unless he's like, hey, I'm Mark, right? He's always in character, and he loves the attention, especially when he's on the stage. So,
well, for those people who are listening, do all you can to support Van Music and groups like them. They're doing great things for bands like Waltz Darling or Window 78 or Stride Elementary, the ones that I play in, The Get Down and Chelsea Johnson and so many great bands in Vancouver. It's nice to know that we've actually got people like you guys in our corner. So on behalf of all the players on the Vancouver scene, if I can, extend that out, and I'm sure most of the players on the indie scene here won't mind me saying that. Thank you so much for all that you do for those of us that are doing our best to make it as musicians, or at very least provide entertainment for the local scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. You know, it's nice that that you get recognized every now and then. So, also, before I forget, I don't want to forget this. Tomorrow at the show, we are going to be giving away huge ticket giveaways, CD giveaways. Oswaldo has a special treat to give away tomorrow, all the way from Spain. But yeah, we have You Say Party, We Say Die tickets for the Rickshaw on the 16th, I believe. So yeah, make sure you come down, get your name in that entry box, because there's going to be a lot of stuff we're giving away tomorrow, so...
Yeah, and probably a surprise band, no?
A surprise band?
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
We could try to get a surprise band there for tomorrow.
Well, that's kind of exciting.
So check it out. You Say Party, We Say Die. They're going to be playing on the 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. So let's listen to a little bit of You Say Party, We Say Die here on 101.9 FM. You Say Party, We Say Die. They're playing on the 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. There's going to be ticket giveaways tomorrow at the Railway. Tomorrow at the Railway, the Get Down is playing with Sunday Best. And this band right here, this is Aunts and Uncles.
Oh,
So that's Aunts and Uncles with the song Fire Hydrant. They're going to be playing tomorrow at the Railway. Check that concert out. It's going to be really cool. Aunts and Uncles. So we have here Stride Elementary. So we're going to play a song from this.
It should be interesting.
Elementary. Let's play Trickle. Tickler.
The Tickler.
Tickler, the Tickler.
Don't get the wrong idea. It's actually about a... Actually, never mind. Think what you want.
I'm thinking what I want.
Yeah, keep it more colorful. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
So that was Stride Elementary, the other band here for Michael. So recapping, you have a new CD coming
from Walt Starling. Absolutely. Songs from different times and places should be released mid to late May. CD release June 12th at the Railway.
Okay.
And another show at the Railway for CGSW, for Walt's Darling is the 24th. I guess that's a shout out to CGSW, where I used to do a radio show many, many years ago. So if there's any Calgarians out there, shout out to you guys. But thanks so much for this opportunity on behalf of Walt's Darling and, of course, Stride Elementary and Windows 78 and me. I really appreciate all you guys do the local scene.
No problem. I hope when I get back from Eastern Europe, we should do another show right here.
Absolutely.
Play more songs from your bands.
That's right. You can be Walt's Darling's booking agent in Eastern Europe.
Yeah. We should do a tour there. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Jordan, for being here. We're almost out of time. And I want to play Chelsea Johnson before we go. She's going to be playing tomorrow at the Railway Club. So let's leave it with this song. And we'll be right back before we say goodbye.
Don't you regret it? Stroll into town and think you got so many friends. Cast your spell upon me. Broken ground below me. Cast your spell upon me.
That's Chelsea Johnson. She's playing tomorrow at the Railway. Pretty cool, with a band called Sunday's Best. And also the Get Down is going to be playing there. So check out that show. It's going to be really, really good. So yeah, Cliff is there eating a big cinnamon roll and drinking a big coffee. So that means he's ready for his show Laugh Tracks and the Generation Exploitation podcast show about comedy. Really funny guy. Should check it out. We have some people also there peeping at the window.
Hey, everyone. Outside.
So thanks, Michael, for coming to the show here. Thanks, Jordan, for bandmusic.ca.
Thanks so much for having us.
And I guess you want to say hello to your wife?
I would, but she's probably in her office. But hello to my wife, Sandra, and all the guys in Waltz, darling. And wish Rich well. I know that it's a tough time for our bass player, but he's off to Winnipeg and off to a funeral tomorrow, but again, thanks to you guys on behalf of the guys in Waltz, darling, for having me here, and I think you have the song Death Does Not Part queued up, which yeah. I think is apropos of basically the whole funereal cycle of life, so
yeah.
Again, thanks so much.
We'll dedicate that with our sympathies to the bass player, mm-hmm. And you want to say hello to anybody there?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my girlfriend, Taryn Naso, right
aww.
Now. I know she's at work, and I just got off the phone with her, and I hope you have a better day. I can't wait to see you a little bit later. Oh, and I'd also like to say hi to Dave and Maya from Inkocho Studios. I know they're listening. They're great web designers, so if you need anything that involves media creative, give them a call. Check them out, inkocho.com.
Okay, cool. So I want to say hello also to Marushka there in Szeged, which I'll be going soon. So let's leave you with this song from Waltz Darling, new CD coming soon, and yeah, I'll see you, I don't know when I'll see you next time, but I'll leave a couple of shows recorded for you, then Mark Farab is going to be filling in, with Jason also is going to be filling in, and Jillian and other people are going
to
be.
I'll pop in while you're gone and say hello to everyone out there.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, I'll be phoning in from Europe. Reporting some stuff, bringing you some new music. So, yeah, I'll see you in the summer.
This one. hardcore stuff is just, it's fast, very aggressive and loud.